Thursday night, Yud Ches or so, on the Bays. Chavis Alvavis, Shariyichin Amaisa, talking about the Eitzahara, sometimes makes a person feel that the world is very deterministic. And Hashem controls everything, Hashem decides what's going to happen. And that includes also areas which we're used to thinking is Bechira, but there are many psukim the reality makes us feel sometimes that, you know, what happens, happens. And that you don't really have Bechira in those areas. And I said, whenever somebody says, that's the way I am, or what can I do? I couldn't help myself. We say these words, and even if, so we're falling into that trap. So he says that's, when he sees the person weakening, so he stresses, because there is a steer in the Bria, it is not clear. So he stresses the deterministic nature of the world, that Hashem wants certain results, and they happen. Right? Yizom, the third line of the paragraph, which starts on page Kuf Pei Vav. Yizom la'ameis b'daitcha esahechreyach b'holchochos chazokos min hakosuv, because there's plenty of psukim. He quotes the psukim in Shara Avodas Elokim, the psukim that say that Atzas Hashem hisakum, what Hashem wants is going to happen. B'hamosko, you look around, you see, logically, it looks like things are happening, and the truth is they are happening, almost despite people's bechira. What's happening really, he explains in Shara Bitachon, is that bechira does not lie in the end result. There's taka no bechira there. That's the lundish point he makes in Shara Bitachon, is that bechira indeed does not play a role in the result. Bechira is only your choice. You decide to do something. What happens is taka Hashem. So it looks like there's no bechira, but the truth is there is the bechira in the mind of people. They make decisions what to do. And of course, 80% of the time, what they decide to do does happen. And Hashem is maneuvering and playing, like pulling the strings to match up, indeed, the results He wants with people's Bechira. And that happens 80% of the time, 85% of the time. Because it weakens a person's Bechira. If you feel this is the way it's going to be, right? This is the way it's going to be. This is my mazel. This is the fate of Klal Yisrael. You know, sometimes a person feels, let's say, inspired to do something. And again, he says, like, what's the use? I won't accomplish anything. That's this Yetzirah. That's saying that there's a foreordained result and there's no point trying to do anything. See, it might not be as prost as the way the Chavit HaLovis is saying it, but this is something that we struggle with. Everybody struggles with this. Anytime you say it's not meant to be, you know, obviously Hashem doesn't want me to do this, and this really Bechira functioning, so you've succumbed to what he's talking about. You said, you know what? I don't really have Bechira, right? Ma'amrloch ilaratza Hashem shetavdenu becomes a different philosophical question. If Hashem wanted you to do this, it's another way of saying it. If Hashem wanted people to serve Him, He would be machriach them to do it. V'kofa alecha osa v'loyia ki emashu kfi agzera.
You're just a tool in Hashem's hand.
lifol mashofol bo. Kichol advorim usurim biyad Hashem. Yisroel v'yisader. This is the Yetzirah talking. Not the tzaddik sitting in Mizrach Vant. Because it's all true. K'may merakotim anochi Hashem oser kol. So when he sees you're weakening in your avodas Hashem, he piles on that atzas Hashem he sakum. And the person feel very clever. He makes the person feel not empowered. He puts the stress on Hashem's omnipotence, and the male of the person feels small and unempowered. That's when he sees a person wants to work on something good, or on avodas Hashem, or on accomplishing something in Ruchnius, so he makes a person feel not empowered. And then he has no embarrassment with the Yetzirah. B'kasha Yireh, 6 lines from the bottom of Kuf Pei Vav. B'kasha Yireh, and when he sees, Shata Osacha Minyoni Olam Azeh, you're going to work. You're working to earn money. You're working to get someone elected. You want to build a bridge. You're working to do something in this world, the gourmet, and not in Ruchnius Mekitzah. Yomalach, then he empowers you. He says, come on, there's reason, you gotta do it. He's Zor Min HaAtzlus, he'll tell you all the psukim in Mishle that warn against laziness. Barifion, you gotta do it. You gotta do it. You do something, you do it right. You have to stay at work an extra hour. Make sure you do the job right. You can't trust anybody. You can't. There's not a question of bitachon. Because, right, very easy to escape from bitachon. You just say the magic word, hishtadlus, and everything becomes mutter and perfect. It's up to you if you're going to accomplish or not. Now he starts talking about, you have free will, you want to build the bridge, you don't want to build the bridge, it's up to you if the bridge is going to be built. So you're going to go take off a day and learn. You have a bridge to build. It's not going to get built if you don't do it, and it has to get built. The company needs you to stay an extra hour and a half every night. The boss told you that himself. It's all up to you. Gird yourself. You got to do ishtadlus. Ishtadlus b'chol yicholtecha. L'hasik chemdus chomitanugus ha'olam. If you don't do it, you're not going to have it. V'shomer b'chol yicholtecha. And you, it's all up to you. You have to be careful not to mess up. He calls a pasuk in Mishlei. He's a big time with Chacham. You watch out from obstacles. Bomer yvelus adam to salev darko. But Hashem yuzaf libo. The yomer miyetchem hoyz hazos choladaim alakach. Mariam b'shana lachos atainos. He changes what he says. He doesn't care that he's inconsistent. He's not running a popularity contest. He knows you're not going to remember from one day to the next. Anyway, you're not going to catch yourself at the inconsistency. Remember, it's no him, it's you. And people have no problem being inconsistent, that's for sure. So he changes according to what suits him. Pam bechreyachu begzeira. Sometimes he stresses, I said, the deterministic nature of the universe. What Hashem wants, Hashem does. You're not empowered. Forget it. It's not negeya. This is the way it's going. This is what's going to happen. Upam b'tzedek u'bevechira. Sometimes he stresses that the matter is in your hands. K'fima shematem l'cha l'fatoscha. Whatever works. U'l'rashelcha. But, so what should you do to combat it? You should know the emes. The emes is to serve a tala libchem ayma rishonim and yinzeh. You just remember this mantra. This will solve everything. Hakol b'day shemayim, chutz miyirah shemayim. It's all finished. Everything tackles up to Hashem. So when it comes to doing things that are not in ruchnius, or not in tovara, not in ruchnius, so calm down. It's not up to you what's going to happen. It's up to Hashem. So you don't go overboard. It's a natural break. B-R-A-K-E. It's a natural break on getting totally into what you're doing, because it's always tempered by the fact that, you know, it's up to the Eibishter, not, it's not up to you. So you pull back the throttle. And when it comes to Yerushalayim and Bechira, then you let out the throttle. Then you go full speed ahead. And you don't say, oh, Hashem, it's up to Hashem. But you just go and you do. Now, it's true that we can't divide the wanting to do from the doing. The only way our wanting to do something is reflected is to go do it. But the truth is, again, the Bechira is talking not in the doing. That's up to Hashem. The area of Bechira is in the mind. The Rav says that in Shara Bitochon. It's in the mind. It's in the decision to do it and the plan. Very interesting. We talked about it when we learned it. He says the plan is also a very inimical part of Bechira. You decide what to do and you have a specific plan of action. Now, if you don't do it, so it means you never had it. The only way it's manifested is if you go do it. But Lamaisa, if you're going to do it, if you'll be successful, right? People plan all the time and they're not successful. It doesn't work. Because that's up to the Eibishter. And, what?
Is
he talking
plan in Ruchnius?
Yeah, in Ruchnius. Bechira is not just the yes or no. Like we said then, it's not just, okay, I'm going to get up for davening tomorrow. It's also because I'm going to set the alarm clock. You need a plan. You can't just...
What about like having just realistic versus unrealistic expectations? Like, not else, you know, it's up to the Eibishter. It's up to basically, I'll be derech hateva. This isn't going to happen. This is not going to happen. Even in Ruchnius. Or does he say, go full throttle of everything?
It's hard to answer you. Anything that was ever accomplished in this world was held by 95% of people to be unrealistic.
So is he saying...
Right.
So what's he saying? He's saying
it's in retrospect, you say it's not realistic. What the Baron Cutler did was not unrealistic.
Even the Rav was saying on Shabbos, to take like little steps, small things.
I said, because take little steps, because when you take the big steps, they're not going to last.
I'm not talking.
Not because it's not realistic, because it's not you. You're raising a point, but it's different things. Okay. You're talking about a realistic, like I say, I want to. Ramoah Weinberg, people say, was unrealistic. That's not what I was talking about, Shabbos. That's an unrealistic that you have to ignore, because anything important or revolutionary, or I was talking about people, you know, getting all it, you know, in their own reaction to things, that they say, okay, instead of saying, I'm going to say, if a person says, okay, for the next 30 days, I'm going to say the whole Sefer Tillim. Right? I'm saying it's a waste of time. It might not be a waste of time. Okay, I'm Bedafka, you know, talking harshly. But that's what the Michtam Eliyahu says. Instead of saying, I'm going to say Sefer Tillim every day, from beginning to end, at the Kaisel Maravi, just have Stan Shmona Esrei an extra minute. That is a truer reflection of your changing your muhus than saying Sefer Tillim every day. That was my point. That's the Michtam Eliyahu's point. You're talking about something else, whether, you know, you'll be successful or not, whether it's realistic. That, you know, I would say you have to be realistic, except I'm aware that anything that was ever 90% of things that were ever accomplished were thought to be unrealistic.
Big thing.
It's a different type of big.
Right, right. I don't mean that.
It's a different type of big.
Right.
But somebody else talking about in yourself, in changing your midos, in being mischazek, in becoming better. A big thing is not going to last. It's personal. A big thing is not going to last, and it's not a it's usually not a reflection of your mohus, because it comes from his pilus and a hislavus, and you get all excited. Go look at everybody daven on Yom Kippur, and then look at them daven the next day. And you see what the Mechtam Elio is talking about. It's in the Dvarim Ketanim that are probably, or almost always, a truer reflection of, like I said, of who you are, what you are, what your neshama is all about, where you're holding, where your taka holding. But then, now you're talking about stam, you know, if a person has a dream, he wants to accomplish something, it's unrealistic. You have to be realistic, except you have to be careful, because anything was always knocked down by people, and it was talking about realistic. Sometimes it takes 20 years, 30 years.